In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So often in Scripture, when our Lord tells a parable, He'll put an exclamation point on the end of His teachings by saying, "Those who have eyes to see, let them see, and those who have ears to hear, let them hear." The blind beggar near Jericho in this morning's gospel reading is one of those who physically did not have the eyes to see. But brothers and sisters, here's a person this morning who for certain had ears to hear. St. Luke relates that as Jesus approaches the city of Jericho, traveling no doubt with a large contingent of disciples and followers, making quite a racket, the blind man becomes aware of the multitude passing by. And he asks, "What is causing the commotion?" And when he hears that it is Jesus of Nazareth who is responsible for all of the ruckus, the blind man doesn't hesitate. Jesus of Nazareth is a name apparently that he has heard before. And we are not told how the blind man knows of Jesus. We are not even told why the blind man has such faith in someone that he has never seen. But the evangelist tells us that he jumps up and he immediately begins to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And he doesn't stop. He doesn't even stop when people tell him to be quiet. He doesn't stop until the Lord calls him, until the Lord heals him. So this blind beggar may not have had the eyes to see, but he did have the ears to hear the Lord's approach. And he had the faith to keep calling out, even when others were telling him to keep it down. Brothers and sisters, our Orthodox faith teaches us that we worship a raised and glorified Lord who is always on the move. He's always approaching us. Jesus Christ, the pre-eternal Son of the living God, he took human form. He lived among us so that by touching us and by touching this world, he might heal all things and make all things new. And we teach and we preach that he continues this loving mercy, this loving ministry. And we proclaim that every moment of every day, our Lord strives to push more and more deeply into the places where we live, meeting us where we are, offering to each of us, each and every day, an invitation to walk alongside of him and to work by his side. Just as he approached the blind beggar near Jericho, he approaches you and me. As Orthodox Christians, at the heart of our faith is what we call a sacramental view of life. We do not teach that there are only seven sacraments. We teach that this entire world is a sacrament. All of life is a sacrament given to us so that we might enjoy the Master's company. Each moment of each day is a time and a place where God's divine love for us can become real. Each time, each moment, each day, these are times and places where we can experience the joy and the radiance of the deep presence of the Holy Trinity in this world. Creation was fashioned and given to us so that we might have the hope that through the good gifts given to us by God, we might know God's love and enjoy divine fellowship with the one who created us and the one who cherishes us. Our Lord comes to us through so much. Our Lord comes to us through the love of family and friends. He comes to us through the beauty of creation. Our Lord comes to us through everything that is true and good and honest and beautiful. Our Lord comes to us through Holy Scripture. The Bible is not just a book with words. It is not just ink on paper. Holy Scripture is a witness and a revelation of Jesus Christ. And through each and every letter on those pages, our raised and glorified Lord speaks to us directly. He approaches us. He marches toward us. He comes to us through the icons which hang in our churches, the icons which hang in our homes. Just as the Bible is not simply a book with words, Icons are not simply pieces of wood with brush strokes. An icon, as Father Andrew Tregubov taught us a few weeks ago when he was here, an icon is an invitation into a relationship. It draws us in so that we might know the love and the care of the one whose image we venerate. Icons are doorways through which our Lord marches directly into our homes, directly into our churches, directly into our lives. And he does this. He does this through Scripture and through our icons just as surely as he marched into Jericho and caught the attention of that blind beggar. Our Lord comes to us through the church. As Father Alexander Schmemann wrote, the church is not an institution with sacraments. The church is a sacrament with institutions. You and I and all who are members of the baptized and believing body of Christ, all of us, simply by gathering together in his name, all of us, we become a place in which the presence of Christ is made so real you can touch it. Love so thick you can cut it with a knife. This is why when we gather, we greet each other by saying, Christ is in our midst. We are the church, and our Lord says that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. And so we gather. We gather not in the hope of attracting our Lord's attention. We don't try to lure him here by gathering and by praying. The church is the visible and ongoing presence of our Lord's ministry of mercy in this world, and we are so sure of his ongoing presence. We are so sure of this that when we greet each other with that expression, Christ is in our midst, we always say with gladness and confidence, he is and always shall be. We don't say, I sure hope so, or maybe. We say, he is and always shall be. If we have ears to hear, then every time we gather in this holy house, we will hear the approach of our Lord. Just as the beggars around Jericho could hear that the Lord was on his way, at our services, our vespers, our matins, our vigils, our divine liturgies, in our Orthodox worship, the boundary between heaven and earth, between where God is and where we are, that boundary is very thin. Indeed, when these holy doors are open on Sunday mornings, we teach, we insist, we proclaim that the doors to the kingdom of heaven itself have been opened, and we become invited guests at the Master's banquet table. And of course, the most direct, most powerful way in which our Lord approaches us is through the sacrament of sacraments, through the mystical blood and body and blood shed for the life of the world again and again at every divine liturgy. The Eucharist, communion, is the center of our lives as Orthodox Christians, and we live from Sunday to Sunday. Each day we should give thanks for the holy mysteries that we have last received, and give thanks for the holy mysteries that we are preparing to receive next. Brothers and sisters, in a little while, the deacon will bring the chalice and the holy mysteries through the royal doors, and he will declare, in the fear of God, with faith and love, draw near. And our Lord himself will offer himself to us, and he will command us to come forth, just as he commanded that blind beggar in our gospel reading. And so the question asked of us this morning is, do you and I have those ears to hear? As the Lord draws near, do we hear his approach? As he comes to us through creation and scripture, as he comes to us through iconography and worship and fellowship, as he comes to us through all of the good gifts that he has given to us for our salvation, will we know it? Will we listen as the divine footsteps grow louder and louder during this liturgy? Or will we cover our ears and stamp our feet and say, Master, I can't hear you? Will we allow the Lord to come through these doors and pass us by? Or will we, like the blind beggar, jump up and cry out for healing and mercy? Will we draw near and receive eyes that can see to go along with those ears that can hear? Brothers and sisters, may the good Lord dig deeply into our ears. And as he approaches, may we feel the ground shake. And may we hear him when he commands us to come forth in faith and love. Wherever two or three are gathered, with confidence we can say that Christ is in our midst.